But also in verse 5, he says, who gives to all generously and without reproach. All right, without reproach. Reproach really is the idea of expressing a disapproval or disappointment, rebuke. In fact, the NIV actually did us right here, they have who gives generously to all without finding fault. I thought that was a decent translation of that. But God is not going to rebuke you for asking for wisdom that comes from Him. All right, God is going to consider that as a right and wise thing to ask for. God knows that we're human. God knows that we aren't going to understand every situation and how to handle it. God wants us to come to Him and ask. He certainly wants us to come to Him and ask before we go and seek out worldly wisdom on how to handle our trials, don't you think? Real quick, we can look at 1 Kings chapter 3. This is with Solomon. This is David's son when he took over as king. Now, I want us to look at what Solomon prayed for. In 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 9, Solomon asks God to give him an understanding heart to judge God's people and to discern between good and evil. Solomon is praying for wisdom on how to handle this trial of being king now. What a tremendous trial that was. This whole kingdom that your father has led for so many years is about to be handed over to you. And now, you know, how do you handle that? Well, godly wisdom is going to be how he's going to handle it. But in 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 10, the very next verse, it says that it was pleasing in the sight of the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Question, what thing? What thing did Solomon ask that pleased God? He asked for himself discernment to understand justice. We see that in verse 11. I thought it was kind of interesting when you're actually looking at that text, that in verse 9, you know, Solomon kind of lays out, I need an understanding heart to judge God's people and to discern between good and evil. And then in verse 11, God clears up his prayer and shortens it, and he says, Solomon, what you're asking for is discernment to understand justice. I thought that was kind of neat. You know, God knows what we're trying to ask for, and sometimes he can clear it up a little bit. But it pleases God very much when we ask for wisdom from Him. You know, you want to talk about what pleases God. Well, it pleased God so much that He gave Solomon even what he didn't ask for. When we pray for the right things, God may surprise you and give you something you weren't even expecting. Because Solomon didn't ask for riches, honor, or the life of his enemies, or long life and those things, all he prayed for was wisdom. But God was like, you know what, since you didn't ask for these things, I've given you what you did not ask for. I'm going to give you riches, I'm going to give you honor, you're going to be the best king ever. Or certainly the wisest, at least. David, I think, was the best king. But anyway, God may surprise you with stuff that you really weren't even expecting. But here's something to think about. I'm talking about asking God for wisdom and things, and you know, it's prayer that we do that through. Something to think about. Typically, when we have a trial that we are going through, what are our prayers like? Right. So sometimes I think our prayers tend to be, you know, God, help me with this. Lord, be with those people in their sickness and help them to, you know, I pray that their sickness will leave them, and I pray that you will, you know, help them for their sickness to leave and different things. I don't think it's very often that we pray and ask God for wisdom in handling and dealing with our trials. But most of the time, when we go to God in those trials, what we ask for is for the trial to go away or to end. Right? Even with our corporate and public prayers, just pay attention. Pay attention to what most of them are. Rarely will you hear, God, may you help them in their faith. May their faith not waver because of the trial that they're having to go through. Or Lord, may their faith be strengthened because of the trial that they are having to endure. You see, we don't hear much of that, do we? Most of the time, we just pray for the sickness to stop or for my body to be healed. Or it's God be with this person in this and be with this person in that. And listen, we've all prayed like that, right? I have myself. But we've got to get to a point to where we're praying more for the spiritual things rather than focusing so much on the physical. Now it's not wrong, it's not a wrong thing to pray about those things. Don't misunderstand me, but James reminds us that we need to ask God for wisdom and how to handle that trial. I once had a manager that I had the privilege and benefit of, we would go on just drives in his truck sometimes. He had a company truck, and I was riding with him sometimes, and we'd kind of be talking about the job and just the struggles that I might be having and stuff. And he was a religious man, a godly man, actually used to be a part of the church. But he told me that if you're struggling, he said early on in this work, he said when I was struggling, I would pray sometimes, for God to help me in this job and to do it right and do it to the best that I could and stuff. And he said, but my prayers started to change, and I started praying a different prayer. And he said that instead of praying for the struggles to end or for the struggles to go away, he said he started praying, God, help me to have the capacity and the capability to handle these struggles. And I thought that was very profound. That really stuck with me, because that's so true. That's really exactly what James is saying. God never promises in Scripture to take all the struggles in life away. Yet that's what we often pray for. I think that we've got to get to a point to where we're praying the things that Scripture says. Pray about those things. And not so much about the things that he doesn't say. Praying Scripture. Maybe that could be a good lesson. But what God does promise, he doesn't promise to take away all the struggles. But what he does promise, he promises that if you lack wisdom and you ask him for it, he'll give it to you. And it will be given to him. There's your promise. Again, you talk about the promises of Scripture. That's one of them. Now, another question is, does it say when that wisdom will be given to him? No, it doesn't. It does not say when wisdom will be given, does it? That can be frustrating, right? Because we're impatient people. Some will argue this point and say, well, what good is the wisdom if I don't get it at the time that I need it? And that question is not wrong to ask. Logically, that makes sense. I get it. But I think this also, it also, this is where faith comes into play sometimes. And walking by faith and walking by trust in God. And we need to pray to God and ask for that wisdom. But we need to trust God enough to know that he will give us that wisdom, but at the proper time. The promise is that he will give it to you. But God's plans are not our plans, are they? Right? God's timing is sometimes not on our timing as much as we would like it to be. It's not. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, God says, therefore, my thoughts are not your thoughts, Nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Just because we may think that the timing is right, God may know otherwise. The wisdom may not always come on our time. And so it's our job to trust in God, that we will receive the wisdom in due time. And maybe sometimes that comes after the trial is over. Maybe he's letting you work through that trial so that you will grow and then bless you with the wisdom after the fact. But the point is here that God's not going to rebuke us for asking. He will help you. There is a promise in Scripture here that we can see. He will give it to you, but it's on his time. And I think we'll end it there at verse 5. Next time we'll pick up in verse 6. But you know, when it comes to asking God for wisdom, it's not wrong to ask for it. God's pleased with it. We saw that with Solomon. And sometimes, instead of praying and asking God to take away the struggle or the trial, maybe the next time you pray, pray that you will have the ability and the capability to handle that trial and to maneuver your way through it, and pray to God and ask him for wisdom to be able to do that. We'll end this lesson here. Thank you.